The English Literary Society Podcast Group presents Incan Immortality, Season 2, Echoes of Imagination. Let the ink flow and immortality follow. Daniel Defoe, The Dawn of English Novel. Greetings, dear listeners. I welcome you warmly once more to Incan Immortality podcast series with me, Roham Saidi, the narrator of Incan Immortality and your companion through the corridors of English literature. In the first season, we journeyed with the immortal poets and their carved names on the walls of history, from William Shakespeare to Alexander Pope. Tracing how their verses carve path through time, their words taught us that poetry is the echo of the soul, forever alive beyond the ages. But now we turn a new page of this valuable book. In the second season, we set foot into the boundless world of fiction writers, the storytellers who created worlds full of life only with the power of their minds and their ink, who gave us voices that still speak across centuries. And our journey begins with a man who helped shape the very form of the English novel, Daniel Defoe. Daniel Defoe was born in London in the year 1660 into a family of merchants. His father James Defoe was a tallow chandler, a candle maker, and a man of solid, middle-class values. Daniel later added "de" to his surname, perhaps to give it a touch of distinction. He was educated at the Descending Academy in Newington Green, a private school for those who disagreed with the church's authority. These academies offered his students a deep education in religion, philosophy, and classical studies, opening doors that the official universities of Oxford and Cambridge had closed to them. He studied under Charles Morton's Varcher, respected a scholar. Though intended for the ministry, Defoe followed a different path, becoming a tradesman, journalist, and a prolific writer. He lived through two great disasters that shaped his early life. The Great Plague of London in 1665, which swept through the city, taking thousands of lives, and the Great Fire of 1666, which burned much of London to the ground, as well as the shifting tides of politics and commerce. His life was marked by both success and hardship, but what endured most was his pen, restless, observant, and grounded in the reality of ordinary life. Defoe is widely regarded as one of the founders of the English novel, giving prose narrative a realism and depth it had rarely known before. His storytelling focused on the individual, on daily experience, and on the struggle for survival. Themes that would shape fiction for generations. Among his most significant works are Robinson Crusoe, 1719, Moll Flanders, 1722, and A Journal of the Plague Year, 1722. Each reflects his keen eye for human behavior and his gift for blending fact with imagination so naturally that readers believed every word. Defoe's influence reaches far beyond his time. He helped set the course for later novelists like Richardson, Fielding, and Austen, and his approach to realism still echoes in modern storytelling. Narration from Robinson Crusoe. I was now landed and safe on shore, and began to look up and thank God that my life was saved, in a case wherein there was some minutes before scarce any room to hope. I believe it is impossible to express to the life what the ecstasies and transports of the soul are, when it is so saved as, I may say, out of the very grave. After I had solaced my mind with the comfortable part of my condition, I had begun to look round me to see what kind of place I was in, and what was next to be done, and I soon found my comforts abate, and that in a word I had a dreadful deliverance. For I was wet, had no clothes to shift me, nor anything either to eat or drink to comfort me. Neither did I see any prospect before me, but that of perishing with hunger, or being devoured by vile beasts. Through this moment of solitude and fear, the foe captured what it means to be human, alone, yet enduring. His style was plain, his words clear, his imagery vivid. He wrote not to decorate, but to reveal, not to invent wonders, but to uncover truth within imagination. Robinson Crusoe stands as one of the first great novels of modern English literature, a meditation on survival, isolation, and the strength of the human spirit. Daniel Defoe passed away in 1731, leaving behind a legacy that continues to inspire. His island still floats in the ocean of literature. His voice, carried by the wind of time, remains alive in every reader who dares to explore. He showed us that stories are not merely told, but they are lived and remembered. And that has been the first episode. Thank you all for listening to Ink and Immortality once more. In our next episode, we'll meet Samuel Richardson, whose heartfelt letters gave emotion a new language and reshaped the way novels speak to the soul. Until then, let the ink flow freely, and let the memory of Daniel Defoe remind us. Immortality begins with a story well told, maybe among the pure waves of the ocean, maybe among the dancing leaves of trees on a lonely island in the middle of the ocean.